the opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
We heard you missed us. We're back. Sorry, couldn't resist a gratuitous Van Halen reference. Might as well jump right in. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday, weekend's almost here. City's about to be silly with people coming in for the Final Four. In fact, it already is.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun today.
It's going to be busy for us tomorrow.
It is. Long day.
Is it an early day and a long day? I mean, it's going to be crazy.
But that's okay.
That's the game we play.
Indeed.
That's the game we play, Fred.
It's already starting to get a little crazy downtown. It's going to be nuts starting tomorrow when people start arriving. But I do have a report for people, though, who ask where to park when they go to House of Blues on Monday.
Okay.
I've got plenty of places for you. Just go straight down Leland like you're going to Toyota Center. There's about five lots. They're all between $3 and $5. There's a couple right across the street from the Toyota Center, right near China Garden. And they're all like $3 and $5. And it's about a three-block walk at the most.
So I could probably use a three-block walk.
It's not a
maybe
bad
maybe I should park there and walk and maybe eat some Chinese food, but that'll offset any exercise I get from
it. Yeah, if you get a chance, eat some Chinese food.
What
that
time
is
do you
the
want
best
us there,
Chinese
John?
Food in the city.
For the House of Blues, you guys can get there before the show starts at 4. You guys can get there whenever you want.
Okay. What about tomorrow?
No, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow, 2:30 at George R. Brown.
Okay.
We'll do some interviews before, and we'll run it back in the show.
Okay.
Awesome. That sounds like fun.
What a busy weekend we're about to encounter.
Indeed.
So, but I'm looking forward to it.
I am too. We're going to have that special Sunday show at Fogo de Chao.
Oh, I can't wait for that. That's the highlight awesome. Of my week, I got to say.
And I've got
anytime I have to go to work and eat just a ridiculous amount of meat.
Yeah.
That's a good day for me.
I'm going to be ready to unload on that food because I've got they're doing an NCAA Final Four 4 mile race Saturday that I'm doing, and then there's a 5K I'm doing Sunday. So by Sunday afternoon, I'm going to be ready to eat like a beast.
What time is your race on Sunday?
8 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Okay. It'll be well over by the time.
And you'll be done by then, huh? You're not going to go that slow?
No, it's 3.2 miles. I think I can do that
in less than 3 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully.
I don't know what your paces are these days. I don't want you to push yourself too hard.
I'm a little slower than I was before I got hurt, but it's I'm getting it back.
Okay.
And it'll be real interesting because I haven't tried to do back-to-backs in a while.
What about you, Jung? Are you going to come to Fogo with us?
No, I have church.
Until 2?
Yeah, I have meetings and stuff. There's a retreat coming up, so I have to attend those meetings.
A retreat? Where are you retreating to?
Palacios, like down south.
Palacios, you mean.
Is it Palacios?
Yeah.
I don't know. For some reason, we always call
Texans,
it
Palacios. It's Palacios.
Home of the Sharks.
Yeah, we usually do a joint thing. We have a sister church up in Dallas, and it's their turn to come down this year. We usually retreats.
A retreat, when I think of retreat, I think of like you're going someplace cool to hang out for a weekend or something.
It's
Palacios is not like a getaway.
There's water.
You gonna get in it though?
Probably not, but it's a thing where we're gonna come together and
You're gonna talk about Jesus.
Yes.
Okay. What are you guys gonna talk about him? What's the what's on the docket for this retreat?
The Pope declared it the year of mercy, so it's going to be a
Are you guys going to give retreat. Mercy to the white man?
No.
Oh, please, we need it from you.
Why? Why do you need mercy from Asia?
I think the white man could use mercy from all races that we've wronged in the past. That's what I believe. And I think if you are willing to, in this year of mercy, maybe help us out.
You know what you could do, John? You could go full Commodus on it, and when you get mad at him, am I not merciful? I think that'd be awesome.
How many of you will be retreating?
There's probably going to be somewhere between 30 and 35 kids and then another 10 adults.
Man.
Supervision.
Where are you? You're counted as a kid or an adult?
No, I'm going to be doing the supervising.
Oh, you're one of the like the top dogs there?
Yeah.
Are you a big cog in your church wheel?
Sort of.
Oh, look at you. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't.
Are you like a cardinal or what do you called?
No, no, no.
A deacon?
No, no. Are nothing like that.
You're not on a deacon path or anything?
No, I'm not.
Oh. Are you going to one day get in, like so involved with the church that you leave this line of work?
No.
Do you have a robe?
I do not.
Hmm. Have they offered you one?
No, they have not.
Are you an usher at least?
No, I kind of do, during the kids mass, I kind of do the lecturing. I kind of say, you know, please rise, please sit, just say all the prayers and stuff like that. So
okay. It's all Asian at your church, right?
Yes, it's a Korean Catholic church.
Oh, only Korean?
I mean, we have. There's other.
But do they speak
races.
Korean in the?
Not in the in the children's mass. They'll do a couple Korean songs, but everything else is in English.
What about in big church?
Yes, the adult mass there, it's all Korean.
Man, and you're pretty fluent, huh?
Not really.
But you fake it till you make it.
I can speak it. It's harder for me to read it. And during the mass, it's hard to understand it.
So did you think that's what's keeping you from being a big star in the church is
that you're
not fluent in Korean?
No. I choose not to be.
Have you thought about Rosetta Stone?
No.
Okay. All right. Have you ever brought Teresa to church?
Yeah, she comes when she doesn't go to hers.
Oh, she goes to Vietnamese church, huh?
Yes, down south.
Oh, of course it is. And you're on the west side?
Yeah, you could say that. Like Bingle and I-10. So I guess that is west side of Houston. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I like to get a feel for the community, the church community. I go to church too. I'm not a deacon either.
But you're in the north side.
Yeah. I'm in the northwest. That's the side. So, but no one's asking me to go do retreats and things like that. I'm not on that level. One day when I'm forgiven, it is the year of mercy.
Yeah. Well,
you, Fred, unforgivable.
Yeah, I admit it. There's no mercy for me.
There's no hope for you.
There's no mercy for old men. There really isn't. So anyway, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. We'll jump on some phone calls in the next segment. How's your dad? I know you took off because he had surgery.
Yeah, dad's doing well. He's home now, on the road to recovery. We've got him where the medication's a little bit ahead of the pain, so it hasn't really started to get him yet. But I'm sure it'll come. I mean, shoulder replacement.
Yeah, it's not like a sounds horrible.
Yeah, it's not a small surgery, but he was kind of out of it when I got there on, well, I don't know when the last time we did a show. Tuesday? Is that when we did a show?
Yeah.
I went there Tuesday night, and he was loopy. And then yesterday he was a little more with it, and I stayed over with him again last night, and it woke up every 4 hours. I had an alarm on my phone every 4 hours to wake up and go feed him pain pills. Hopefully it all pays off in the end when that will is written. You'll remember that I've got a...
What a good son you were.
I've got a brother and two sisters. And where were they? Not here. I'll tell you that much. Not here.
713-780-ESPN. I actually took the time to get some work done on some of our other business stuff we've got going on. And doing that again today, so I really needed a day off, but I pretty much started drinking about one and got my work done and then didn't stop drinking until about
good for
one.
You.
So
you know what I did do yesterday? Watched Batman versus Superman.
And
we were gonna go to my kid's game. He plays on Mondays and Wednesdays usually, and of course got rained out.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, let's go watch Batman versus Superman. So we went and hit the theater. All my wife, both my kids, mind you, the almost 4-year-old included,
oof,
who is obsessed with superheroes. And maybe I'm going crazy. I thought it was pretty good. Everyone told me it sucked. Everyone was like, oh, you're going to be so disappointed. It's so terribly written. And Ben Affleck so bad. I disagree.
The people who like the same kind of movies I do have said the exact opposite of that. That Ben Affleck is really good. That it's on line with Man of Steel. And it's not nearly as bad as people are saying.
Listen. There's somebody who was on my Facebook that was saying, well, it's not as good as the Dark Knight trilogy. And I was like, well,
what is,
dude? That's like, and this is exactly what I said. That's like watching Episode 7 of Star Wars and going, well, it's not as good as Empire Strikes Back. No, but it wasn't awful either. I mean, it's not like it was the George Clooney Batman or something like that.
What the hell is going on out there?
Hey, John, yeah, go tell these chicks to shut their heads. We're trying to do a professional broadcast.
Yeah, we can hear them through the headphones, and they're like two rooms away.
Good Lord.
What the heck are they doing out there?
They're with the Copa America.
Is that trophy so hilarious?
I don't know.
It must be. It's telling jokes.
Like Christina and Judy and Glenn are all out there.
Oh, my.
Glenn's entertaining the women.
That's what it is.
Yeah. That's a handsome man. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So, yeah, I managed to get a couple things written yesterday, too. I got a very positive article about how things could go for the Astros.
Yeah.
Five things that I like about them. And then I also gave people five TV shows that they might not be on that they need to be watching.
Okay.
Which we've talked about all of them before, but...
I feel like there's some TV shows you should be on that you're not.
Right, but...
Including the Americans.
Yeah, I need to get back on that.
The Americans, I'm telling you now, this show, it hit a little bit of a slump, maybe like season two.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I ejected.
Now it's as good as it's ever been. It's really, really good. It's one of those shows, that one and Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
That's my only appointment viewing. Like I don't like to watch it DVR'd. I like to watch it live. That's the only ones that I have going right now. Banshee's going to start up, which, by the way, Matthew Rauch will join us on the program today, who is Burton from Banshee. He's going to join us to talk about the upcoming season of Banshee, so I'm excited about that. He'll be on with us today. And the AP NCAA Men's Player of the Year, one of my favorite players in college basketball for sure, Denzel Valentine from Michigan State is going to join us on the program a little later as well.
Awesome. That's
a big show for us, Fred.
It is. It is.
Star-studded.
See, this is what happens when we take a day
off. I hear yesterday. John, did you take yesterday off too?
No, I let Tyler produce because that's his show.
Oh, okay.
But I was here doing office work.
Okay. Did the HD show, that was who filled in for us, right?
Yes.
Did they do a lot of interviews?
I couldn't hear the show because I was over there and the volume was down, but they did Doug Collins, which I booked for them, and they also did one of the guys from Famalicious, which the site that threw the Nick Young video out there. Yeah, I know they did those two for sure, but I don't know what else they did.
All right. Just making sure. Someone told me that
they did three total.
They did interviews all day long is what I was told, and there were people upset.
Yeah,
Well, we're doing two. So I don't know if that's too many.
That's about the most we ever do, unless we're out someplace like we will be tomorrow, in which case we do a bunch of them.
We're going to do a lot.
Yeah, which,
that's what it is.
It's different. And then next week when we're in Vegas, which is next week.
Yep.
Can't wait. We'll be doing a bunch of interviews then, too. But for the most part, we like to keep the show with you guys and us. All right. I keep getting asked this all the time. What website do you use to bet? And I got to tell you, I've been using MyBookie now for about 3 weeks. I will not go back. This is just such a terrific site. You got all four teams now this weekend. There's never been a better time for you to get in on the action. The odds are available at your fingertips, and MyBookie is going to have live in-game betting all weekend up until the finals. So you can get in, get on the action at the Final Four. Don't sit on the sidelines. It doesn't matter if you're a person who's been playing for years, if you just like a team's colors because they match your favorite shoes. MyBookie is going to cater to all players, so join today. They have the fastest payouts in the industry, by the way. None of that mess where you're having to sit around and wait forever like some of those other sites, and the best customer service. You have nothing to lose, man. Give them a call, 844-900-2387, or you can visit them online at mybookie.lv to open an account. You know what? You can do it on your smartphone. You know, pull over to the side of the road right now, pull out your smartphone, and sign up with their user-friendly mobile site for on-the-go action. Get in the game, 844-900-2387, or visit mybookie.lv to open an account. And for my horse friends out there, they have a terrific horse racing, track odds and everything. So check it out. Only the biggest, only the best, only at mybookie.lv. Sign up today.
ESPN 97.5. The red.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And I don't know what it is, but something about a soccer trophy just brings out the absolute worst in people. John, you should take a video of all those knuckleheads out there surrounding this trophy like it's the biggest thing in the world. And we should post that, because I cannot believe how many people are out there posing around this trophy.
Well, half of them are gone, so.
Oh, well, that takes the fun out of it. The last time we had one here, as you recall, I had to come in and I was supposed to interview somebody.
Well, you were the only one here.
I know I was the only one here.
But I think we got emails. There was a mix-up in communication.
Oh, clearly, because the guy didn't speak English.
No.
Nor did the trophy. The trophy did not speak English either.
He spoke more English than the guy did.
Yeah, that's true. But, oh, yeah, come down, interview this guy. We'll record it. He doesn't speak English. So, basically, I wound up getting my picture taken with it. That was the extent of it.
Well, you've used that picture as your profile pic for a very long time.
Yeah, I think I just moved it to me almost dying running the half marathon. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Let us squeeze on a phone call. How about Doc? What's going on, Doc?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you, my man.
Hey, I know it's not Wednesday, but I just wanted to ask, the Texans have got Osweiler and Miller, and that with the combination of DeAndre Hopkins, what are the chances they actually make it to the second round of the playoffs this year?
I got to wait till after the draft before I start answering what the Texans are going to be. If they got it right with the quarterback, I think there's a real good chance, but I just don't know that yet, and we won't know that until he's had some time here and fits into whatever it is O'Brien wants to do. So it's a little hard to answer that right now, because I don't know what this team's going to look like in a month. Plus, it all comes down to Osweiler.
That's true.
And if he's good, then yeah, they're going to be fine. They're good enough on defense. They've got some weapons on offense. But it's just too early to answer that. 713-780-ESPN, Joseph says.
I think it's too early to know if they'll even make it to the playoffs this year.
Well, yeah, and
this isn't like the Patriots where, just because they made it last year, they're going to make it this year. It's not the same thing.
It's March 31st, man.
Yeah.
It's too early to be talking
about Texans playoffs. See how these drafts go. There's a lot to do.
Yeah. Joseph says, greatest trophy in sports, Stanley Cup. I wouldn't argue with you on that.
I don't know. Did you guys hear that Copa trophy out there laughing?
Well, the Stanley Cup, at least I know, has been to strip clubs and things. But I'm sure this one has, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
713-780-ESPN. Let's try Howard. What's up, Howard?
What's up, guys? Sports.
Sports to you.
So I am born and raised Houstonian. Went to Villanova for undergrad. Worked in New York for several years. Just moved back to Houston, and I am excited that my team is coming to play. And not many people know about Villanova, but for all those college basketball fans out there, this is a team that does it right, plays well, senior leadership. People didn't think they had a chance against Kansas, usually live and die by the three. Everyone thought they had to make a bunch of threes against Kansas to win, like they did against Iowa, Miami. Only made four threes against Kansas. This team's for real and needs to get the respect that they deserve. Sports, guys.
All right, sports to you. Listen, you don't got to tell me.
They're getting plenty of respect. Stop with that's one of my least favorite phrases in all the sports. They need to get the respect they deserve.
Yeah.
They're getting plenty of respect, and they deserve what
they
get.
With the exception of Syracuse, all these teams are getting the proper amount of respect, I think.
Well, certainly from you, everybody but Syracuse.
Yeah. I've not surprised at any one of these three teams being here. I think Villanova, and I said this after they got past the first weekend of the tournament, I said that was kind of the mountain that they needed to get over, the peak that they needed to get over. And when Jay Wright got out of that first weekend of the tournament, I was like, this team is as good as any. They could have easily been a one seed. They match up with anybody. They're not the most athletic team, but you're right. It's a senior-laden team. They're well-coached. No, I think they deserve all kinds of respect. I think they're very good. And in fact, I deep down kind of think they're going to win the whole thing. It wouldn't shock me, but they're right there with North Carolina to me is the favorites to win this thing. In fact, they're the second favorite in the whole tournament. So
yeah,
it's left. So they're not being under respected in my opinion.
That's one of those things that just drives me nuts when people say my team doesn't get the respect it deserves.
Everybody thinks that. Everybody thinks that your team's not getting enough respect.
Yeah, and the truth is, Patriots fans think they don't get enough respect. You're crazy. Let's try 7-Iron.
Hey.
Sports.
Hey, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, real quick, I want to say that I listen to your show a lot. My son loves y'all. This is kind of all sports. Is that okay?
Okay.
Basically, what I want to know is I've been seeing a lot of left-handed turns with a yellow flashing arrow, and you can take it. What are the odds if I'm somewhere where they don't have that legal left-hand turn that you might still get a ticket? Is it legal to do that now in Texas, the left-handed turn?
I mean, what do you mean a left-handed turn?
With the flashing yellow lights. I've seen that too. I honestly don't know. I'm sure somebody can tell us.
So if the lights are flashing, you're only allowed to go straight or right?
Well, no, it's like you're in the turn lane, okay? And when the light turns green, it has the turn light, right?
Right.
Well, At times, it'll start flashing yellow while you're waiting.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen that yet?
That means...
Yeah, it's a few places downtown. In fact, I saw it today while I was driving around.
I haven't seen that in our city yet, but that means you can go as long as you're clear to go. It's not like a solid green arrow where you're protected.
Right.
But it basically means it's open now if you can... I mean, if you've got time to... Like, essentially, I think it means if no one's going to be pulling out in front of you. Like,
right.
If there's no one across from you going straight... You can go.
Yeah. But I've seen that a couple times now. There's some new lights here that are doing that. I think on Richmond. Richmond or Westheimer today?
I try to avoid Richmond.
Well, I had to go pick up some packets and stuff, and I had to be down here all day, so I left from here to go down
there. You were so busy.
I'm telling you, man.
I can't deal with that.
Oh, well, it's going to get easier at some point. Actually, it's not going to get easier. It's going to get a lot worse here in the next couple months. But 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
All right, guys, got to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter. Law enforcement stepping up efforts with no refusal weekends. It can force you to take a breath or a blood test. If your weekend sucked because of a DWI arrest, don't despair. There's still hope, even if you failed the test that they gave you. A lot of things about those police tests you should know about the science. Not exactly legit. It's very inaccurate, very unreliable. Most of these machines have been abandoned by other law enforcement agencies because it's just old technology. Most states have gone away from it. A lot of inaccuracies about police blood testing. They're not testing your blood. They're testing the air above it. It's not like the forensic capabilities they have on CSI on television. This is a very inaccurate test for alcohol. Attorney Gary Trichter is a DWI specialist. What that means is he is experienced in telling the truth about the science behind these tests to juries. And actually going to trial. A lot of lawyers will take DWI cases. Very few have trial experience. He's one of only 4 board-certified DWI specialists in the state, and he's right here in Houston. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI or DUI, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now. It's 713-524-1010 or visit TexasDWILaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
True friends stab you in the front.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by acceptanceappliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is the number. The woman out there who's, I guess, in charge of the trophy was wearing gloves.
Well, listen,
apparently, Fred, you can't touch the trophy.
What do you think it is?
I'm sure that...
That's an important trophy.
I'm sure people...
It's history, my man.
I'm sure several things have touched that trophy that I wouldn't want my hands on. But somebody says it's a 100-year-old trophy. Wow.
Who knew?
It's older than me.
Yeah.
Barely. All right, let's try a phone call. Keith is going to explain the left-hand turn to us. What's up, Keith?
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, yeah, I'm going to steal this one from my boy Adam Carolla. All those left-hand red light turns are dumb. Have you ever noticed that some lights you go to will say green, they'll say just yield anyway? Well, the truth is that you should just yield at every one of those turns, no matter if it's a red light. You start going past those red lights, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters. No cop is ever going to pull you over. My advice is just don't do it when you're drunk, or else you're going to have to call Gary Trickster. Thanks, guys.
I'm with you on that. Yeah, listen, in this town, you should be extra cautious every time you approach a light if you're turning left.
Well, you should be extra cautious just being on the road in this town. Somebody was asking me yesterday, you know, after that accident, did it affect how I drive? Well, I spend a lot more time looking at my rear view mirror now. If you want to get shot, the best thing to do is tailgate me.
I mean, there was nothing you could have done about that.
I know there was nothing I could have done about it. But
just like there was nothing I could have done about mine.
I try to drive less now. I only drive when I absolutely have to.
My dad, remember he had an accident?
Yeah, his was pretty
December
bad.
December 1st. And that's when he tore his shoulder out and he just got that fixed now. But that was December 1st. He bought a new car December 15th. It had 0 miles on it. It has about 500 miles on it now. Mm. And a big chunk of that is we drove to Brazos Bend State Park.
Yeah.
My wife drove the whole way. Mm. Like, he just doesn't like to drive anymore.
I don't blame him.
He's out on it.
I don't blame him. If you don't have to, why do it? That's why other than work and appearances, I try to never drive anywhere now. If a blitzer recognizes you guys in public, what is the correct protocol to elicit a handshake and a greeting without being that guy? Also, what is the craziest thing that's ever happened with a blitzer in public?
I don't know. Fred and I probably approach this very differently. I'm all about sports, and a fist bump works for me. It's weird. I don't understand, like, I don't never accept the fact that some people think that you and I are famous. That doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't register with me either.
It's just strange to me. Like, we're just regular dudes who talk into microphones for our jobs. Does not make us famous. So, to me, the weirdest thing that happens is I've been at the grocery store with my kid and have been stopped and asked to take a picture with in the grocery store or sign an autograph. That's weird. When we're at events and stuff like that, it's not a big deal. But in the grocery store or in a restaurant, it's a little bit strange. I will say that.
Yeah, although I don't usually have – I've had my kids with me a couple times when people have done that, but for the most part – if we're out and about at a bar somewhere, it doesn't bother me at all. I mean, that's just part of being out and about.
Yeah. You're out and about a lot more than I am, too.
Yeah.
I don't go out in public very often. I am I'm like a troll under a bridge. I don't leave.
Well, I'm about to get that way, I think. I think I'm about to totally curtail anything. The weirdest thing that ever happened, and that's when I realized that for some reason people do know who we are. I was doing karaoke one night, and my friend who was doing it said, Fred Fowler from the Blitz, and this whole table started booing me.
Oh.
If you boo me after I sing, that's great. But that kind of, it was actually kind of cool. It's like, damn, somebody hates me enough that their whole table is booing me? That's pretty awesome. I kind of like that.
That is pretty awesome.
It is. Let's try Matt. What's up, Matt?
Sports.
Sports to you, Matt.
So I don't think it would happen, but we already put a lot of money into Brock Osweiler, obviously. Is there anybody in the draft that if they fell into your lap by some miracle, you wouldn't have a problem taking? And if there's not that person in the draft, what round in the draft would you be okay with us picking up another quarterback?
Are you talking about like someone who could fall into your lap in the first round?
Yeah, I think he was.
No, there's no one like that now.
I think all three of the guys who might be in consideration for that will be gone.
And even if Paxton Lynch does make it there, the Texans have other issues. They can't be worrying about that at that point. They've gotten into bed with Brock Osweiler. he's enough of a project. Paxton Lynch isn't a guy who's ready to come in and start now anyway. You don't need this. So I think, so to answer your question, no, there's nobody who could fall to them in the first couple rounds that I'd be like, yeah, that's something I'd look at. If they want to pick a quarterback in round 4 or 5, okay. That doesn't bother me.
And obviously the Hoyer thing kind of happened since, well, it hasn't happened yet, but it's going to, and I think we knew he was gone.
I think the smart thing to do would be to keep Brian Hoyer.
I would, if you can get something for him, I'd trade him, and you can always bring back Brandon Whedon.
I just feel like Brian Hoyer, and I've said this all the time, Brian Hoyer's the kind of guy I'd love to have as a backup quarterback. I'd love to. And now you've got him as that, and what's he making, $4 million next year? That's not a ridiculous number for a backup quarterback. You've got an inexperienced starter. It seems like a good situation where you'd say, you know what? Let's keep Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to it, but
I know fans around here are sort of disenfranchised with him because of what happened in the playoffs. But
well, the whole thing is, what do you think of Tom Savage? And
I don't know how often have we seen him.
I don't think anything of it.
I don't either.
I don't think the guy can. I don't know that he can play, but I know he can't stay healthy. So yeah. I would not feel good with him as the backup. But if you use a 3rd or 4th round pick on a project quarterback, Cardell Jones or somebody like that, yeah, long term, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
And that's if they move Brian Hoyer. If they keep Brian Hoyer, you have no business drafting a quarterback at all, because you're not going to carry 4 on your roster. There, it'd be pointless. Because if you keep Brian Hoyer, that means you've got Osweiler, Hoyer, and Savage under contract. There's no need. If you do cut Brian Hoyer, then you can draft a guy 4th round or later that can be groomed to be the backup if you don't feel comfortable with Tom Savage being your backup going forward, which if I'm the Texans, I don't feel comfortable with Tom Savage as my backup going forward because he can't stay. The guy hardly ever plays, yeah, but he gets hurt all the time.
Yeah.
Like that's, how does that happen? You should only get hurt when you're playing. This is a guy who never plays, but when the very few times he does, he's hurt. What's going to happen when you say, hey, we need you to play 16 games in a row? Zero chance of that working.
Nola Ray says, as an officer here in Missouri City, the yellow left turn signal is you can turn, but only use caution. Same as the yellow going straight. So,
by the way, there are guys that are going to be available probably like in 7th round or as free agents.
Christian Hackenberg may be available there.
That I'd feel pretty good about bringing in as like a project guy. Cody Kessler will probably not get drafted. You know, and if he doesn't, that's a guy I might be interested in. Nate Sudfeld, the kid from Indiana, he's 6'6", he's physically a good-looking player. Maybe you can get something out of him. Probably not going to get drafted. Jake Coker from Alabama, probably not going to get drafted. I think he's an interesting prospect. I think Jeff Driscoll's interesting. Probably not going to get drafted. I don't see why you would use a draft pick on a player in this draft, on a quarterback, if you're the Texans. It doesn't make sense to me. I think you're better off. I think you, Joel Stave, the kid from Wisconsin, I don't think he's going to get drafted. There's a good amount of quarterbacks that are going to be available after the fact if you really want one, if you're looking for like a project backup, which is what you would be looking for as an undrafted free agent, that you could get and that have some upside. I don't think you need to be spending a pick on quarterback in this draft. They got too much. They got too much going on.
Christina asks, would gender make a difference in how you greet blitzers? Depends on how hot. No, it doesn't make any difference. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. 713 asks, is it cool to bring up controversial conversations you guys have brought up on air in person if we want to hear more about it? There's some stuff y'all have stopped talking about to not get in trouble that has left me interested in what you were going to say. Yeah, you can ask that. So how can you blame a broken collarbone on Tom Savage? It's a freak accident.
The guy's got a lot of freak accidents. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
He's had 2 seasons where he's barely been on the field for a play. So, all right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
They can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop? From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The official ESPN 97.5 app is now available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android, you can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. You know, Hoyer, Savage was hurt in college, too. Let's not forget that. I don't want an injury-prone guy as a backup. I want somebody who's durable. All right, let's try a phone call. Chris, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports Zone. I'm a Cleveland Browns fan, and I watched a lot of the news stories on Hoyer on the quarterback room after he left Cleveland. I just think that guy's a total turd in the locker room and in the quarterback room. If he's not starting, I think he's a prima donna, and I think in his mind he deserves to be out there more than the starter. So I would rather have somebody that is a career backup, can step in, stay healthy, and play, but is going to contribute and raise the tide, and I don't think Hoyer's that guy. I'd get rid of him as quick as I could.
Well, listen, if you're a Cleveland fan, he was a complete turd when he was there, because every quarterback who's in Cleveland's a complete turd. That's just life. I think Brian Hoyer is probably starting to grasp the fact, and the fact that he came out and said, I'd like to stay in Houston, knowing damn well he won't be the starter. This isn't like I'd like to stay here and compete for this job. He knows they brought in Brock Osweiler to be the starter. He says he wants to stay here. I kind of respect that. And the reality is the guy is a career backup. I mean, he started 26 games in a 6-7 year NFL career. You're a backup. You know what I mean? It's not. I mean, the last 2 years he's had way more of a chance to start. The first 5 years of his career, I mean, he played in five games. He is a career backup who at some point a couple teams got desperate and had to use as a starter. Cleveland and Houston, who don't have the best track record with quarterbacks. I think the guy's a good backup. I think he's one. If I made a list of, if I ranked the top 50 guys in the league, top 50 quarterbacks, and the top 32 had starting jobs, there's no way I'm getting past, 10 or 12 more guys before I say there's Brian Hoyer. He's one of the 10 or 12 best guys that isn't a starter in this league, that shouldn't be a starter in this league.
I wonder, though, if Osweiler gets off to a bad start, if the temptation isn't to throw him back in there, and then you've got the same disaster you had last year, maybe worse.
The difference is you've got one guy that you're invested in long-term now, and you've got one guy who's an impending free agent. And to me, if it's close, you know which guy they'll go with. I mean, it would take Osweiler having a Brian Hoyer versus the Chiefs type
right
moment, and it'd have to probably be multiples.
Yeah. Which I don't really see that happening.
I don't really see that happening. I mean, that's a rare thing to have a game like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think Brock Osweiler would probably sleep okay knowing that the last time Texans fans saw Brian Hoyer was that game. Brock Osweiler would have to be pretty bad before people would start chanting Brian Hoyer's name to try to get him out on the field.
I don't think anybody would do that.
No.
They'd want Savage. That's what it is.
Well, he's hurt.
Yeah, he'll always
be hurt.
He'll snap his ankle or something on the bench. Chris says, holy bleep, two Chris's in Houston and both Browns fans. Too bad that guy is a hater. Hoyer was the best quarterback they've seen in 10 years.
Yeah. You got to appreciate what you get, buddy.
It's always the ones that are on your team that you love more than you should or hate more than you should. You can never really be completely honest with when it comes to former players and players on your teams. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Are you getting all these ridiculous emails from the NCAA about just stuff that's going on?
No.
You must not have given them your email address.
No, probably not.
I finally got one interesting today. It says, this is a statement from NCAA Vice President of Men's Basketball Championships, Dan Gavitt, regarding a report that the University of South Carolina men's basketball team being invited to the NCAA tournament. Says, unfortunately, during the selection show, a junior men's basketball staff member mistakenly sent a text to a member of the University of South Carolina athletics department staff via an app we used for the first time during the 2016 tournament. The text was supposed to go to all teams congratulating them for making the tournament. Regrettably, a text meant for another institution went to South Carolina instead.
It probably was meant for USC.
Probably. While the Gamecocks were given serious consideration, at no time during the selection process was South Carolina voted into the field. Ultimately, they were one of the last four teams left out of the tournament. I take full responsibility for this clerical error and apologize to Coach Martin, his staff and team, and the entire University of South Carolina community. That's pretty funny that they texted them.
Yeah.
They screwed up the text. I think you're right. It's probably supposed to go to USC. 409 asks, how is Yao Ming a Hall of Famer? You have to keep in mind that
this isn't the NBA Hall of Fame. It's
right.
The basketball.
It's the basketball Hall of Fame.
And Yao Ming is a Hall of Famer by that standard.
Off-court stuff has a lot to do with it. The fact that he was a groundbreaking player, what he did in China, what he's done since, those all kind of play into it. So based on that, and it's a basketball Hall of Fame. Who cares? Everybody gets in. Was it Drazen Petrovic got in when he died?
Yeah.
And because he was one of the first European guys, so as a groundbreaking guy, he got in. That's what Yao Ming is. As a player, he was pretty damn good when he was healthy, when he wasn't savaging it. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. What's harder to win, a basketball or football championship? I mean, in college, or I would say they're both pretty equally hard. I don't know how you would judge one versus the other.
I mean, in college football, you basically you can't lose more than once, or you're not even in consideration.
Right. So that's probably a little bit harder because you can lose. Well, of course, it's not the same because you have more games in college basketball. Yeah. You have three times as many. So. Yeah, I guess 9 losses, you could still win a championship, but you got to then go run the table. Yeah.
I just saw this. I guess we could talk about it. How long do we have before break, Jung? Jung, how long do we have before break?
About a minute.
Oh, okay. Well, we can deal with it later.
We got Matty Roush coming up next.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll talk about this later. I got some ESPN radio notes.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, really? Yeah, what are you doing in there, John? What are you paying attention to besides us?
Editing an interview.
Okay. All right.
He's doing his job.
All right.
All right.
I'm excited for this, Matt Roush.
I am too. I can't wait for Banshee.
It's going to be so awesome.
Best thing about the entire weekend.
But I'm going to talk to him about this. Sometimes I get sad when I watch and I know it's the last season.
Yeah.
So I have the choice of either knowing it's the last season and kind of being sad and looking at it differently than I would, or if it's the last season and they announce it after the show's over and they tell me we're not making anymore, then I get really angry
right.
that I didn't know it was the last season. So I don't know what the right way to do it is, but I'm a little bit bummed that this is the last season of Banshee we're going into.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that when we come back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.